Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know what to believe anymore. The Knights have won.
Yeah, it's weird.
Unbelievable.
When are we starting?
Oh, we're on.
Oh, my God. Well, I was pretty happy the Knights have won, but you know what, Bluey?
Yo.
As much as I love being here with the Cancel Me Now podcast, on episode 69.
How good's that?
So sit on my face, blokes. All the dudes out there, hop on.
This is horny.
As much as I'm happy about the 69th episode and the 9th winning, I'm more happy about Papa Macros, who is proudly sponsoring this episode. Papa Macros is the best way to get your nutrients in, eating the best food. It takes meal prep to a whole new level, Josh.
It's the best. So I know I'm spruiking Papa Macros in a different way every week. First of all, obviously, on the basis of if you get drunk all weekend, they're there for you. Second of all, if you get sober, if you get sober or if you are sober, you work all weekend, they're there. I had a new Papa Macros experience this weekend. Yeah. So I decided to treat myself. I worked on Saturday and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a little bit high tonight. Normally when I get high, I go and get a heap of like really bad food and I eat it till I feel sick. Mm. I launched into a couple of Papa Macros. I ate two of them, which was piggish because the portion sizes, as we know.
Very, very good.
Very generous. I launched into two Papa Macros while I was stoned and it was great because I was like eating like nutritious food and I was like, oh, this is really nice.
It's what your body and soul need.
Well, I didn't feel sick after. I actually felt really good. So Papa Macros, good when you're drunk, good when you're sober, good when you're stoned.
And better when they're in your house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you see what this is? Bluey, what is this?
It's a, is it a periscope?
It's a telescope looking periscope thing.
Something. You
know? But I don't need this telescope periscope to see the quality nutrition that is in Papa Macros, ladies and gentlemen. And with the code Isaac, you get 10% off your order. So ladies and gentlemen, head over to Papa Macros right now. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram as well. They're very, very good there. You can see all their meals and everything they get into. So they're proud sponsors of the Cancel Me Now podcast. Great people, better food, papamacros.com.au.
Let's do some podcasting.
Welcome to the Cancel Me Now. This is really heavy.
It's full of food.
Delicious, great food, papamacros.com. Welcome to the Cancer Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. Why is there a sappy bag on the table?
It's not mine. It's empty. Okay. No, you were hanging.
All you, mate.
Were you hanging something?
I was. I hung the delicious axe that Modern Viking gave us. I put that in the studio.
Looks great.
Hung it up yesterday. It's even fucking straight. That's how well good done. I'm going.
It looks good.
I'm on fire.
You're very handy.
Mate, I'll tell you what. I am pretty handy because over the weekend, I mowed the grass yesterday.
Congrats.
In the rain.
In the rain?
Well, it started raining when I was halfway through. So the problem is because some bits of my grass go quicker than other bits, it gets real long real quick.
Yep.
So I have to go through with a whippersnipper and give it a bit of a, just bring it down to level.
Thin it out.
Thin it out a little bit. Otherwise, the mower just really struggles. I think I need to sharpen my blades up a bit.
Maybe.
But I went through yesterday and it got rain, got heavier and heavier. And I was like, well, I have to. It's like giving up on a haircut halfway through. It can't be done.
You can't.
So you've got to keep, you've got to power through. I was soaking wet. Everything was fucked. But I mowed for like 10 minutes at the end. And, you know, I emptied the catcher a couple of times. And in the last 10 minutes, I went to empty the catcher. There was nothing in it. Do you know where all the grass was? It was all compacted underneath the fucking blades.
Oh, you're joking.
And I had to stick my hand in there, sacrifice potentially my life to pull out all of the grass. I got my hand in there. I got dog shit on my hand. It was the fucking worst afternoon of my life. But after that, I went and weighed myself. 104. That's 6 kilos down in 6 weeks.
That's fucking pretty impressive.
I'm huge.
Congrats.
Or smaller.
Yeah. That's
so
nice.
So I'm pretty pleased.
What else did you do on the weekend apart from chores?
Well, this is actually what I was going to get to, is I had a lovely night on Saturday night. I jumped in the vehicle about 7 o'clock.
In the Raptor,
and sprinted down to a beautiful part of the world known as Neath.
Neath,
known for, what is Neath known for, Gabe?
It's just outside of Cessnock, isn't just it?
Well, they actually refer to it as Cessnock.
Mines and wines. That's what I think of up that way. Coal mining and
blokes punching their missus doing time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's a very interesting part of the world. But there was a comedy show on there, brought to you by the great man Benny McLennan,
friend of the show.
He was the headline act, and you may have recalled a few weeks ago I said on this show that I'd love to, because he opens for me, I'd love to open for him.
Mm.
Benny, I think he said he sold 3 tickets before I was named on the show, and then we sold another 5,000. But
he said it was sold out plus a couple.
Yeah, there was. I think there was about 200 people there.
They dragged a few chairs in.
It was pretty packed. This is the out the back of a pub,
the Neath Hotel,
and it was fine. The microphone was fucked.
I heard that.
Tinny as fuck. You think the audio is bad on this podcast? You should have heard this fucking microphone. But you know, I'm pretty used to that type of shit just because I've done so many gigs in shit situations like that. And outside's a different
beast
thing.
When I opened for you and Frenchie at in Maitland that time, it was outside and it was daytime. That was a different beast. That was awkward.
Oh, actually,
I was telling pedophile jokes and there was like, it was daytime and everyone's like, it was weird.
You can see everyone.
Everyone's looking like, everyone's scared to laugh. I was definitely funny.
It was great. That was a great show. We actually got a shout out from Swiss 8 who we were raising money for. We raised $5,000 that night.
Nice.
Which was, and just a small show.
Yeah, very, very, it was nice. Really good. But yeah, Benny's.
So Benny McLennan. I got there. I know his name. I was about to say something.
I thought you were stalling.
No, I know Ben.
You forgot his name.
No, I know his fucking name. Benny, friend of the show, Ben McGriffin. He said, come along, and we've got some other guys on the show. I met some on the show that night. I met some of the guys who host the Sexy Sunday Show. Is that what they're called?
Sunday Service.
That's the one.
Brad Bishop,
and
Taylor Cofftree.
Yep.
Joel Pierce was there. Yep. Some very good local comedians.
There was one lady there who was covered. She looked like a goth.
I don't know.
She was black, like lipstick and all this type of stuff, dressed like a goth. And I turned up out the front and I said, I'll probably leave straight after my spot just to get home and look after Claire. And she goes, oh, what's this? Isaac Butterfield caring about women. She goes, I'll have to take this back to the girls at the Newcastle Comedy Club and let them know.
They don't like you in there.
They apparently do not.
The ladies do not like you in there.
Oh, well. Enjoy your full-time jobs. It was a bit of a shame, but no, she was nice.
That's great. We had good show. I heard it was a great show.
It was a bit of a nice show. I did some new material and stuff I thought about on the way down.
Benny said you smashed it.
Oh.
Obviously.
I had a coffee on the way from Macca's. Nice. An almond latte.
Fire up.
I did a couple of new bits. A new bit on pregnancy, which I thought of in the car ride on the way down, and then did it on stage. So that was fun to do some new material.
Nice.
It does remind me that is the real fun part of doing stand-up, is trialing new stuff and it working.
Yeah.
You know, you can do the tried and tested stuff on tour, on the road, and do it every night and pretend it's a new reaction. But the real fun stuff is when you're trialing stuff. But the boys from Sexy Sundays...
it's called the Sunday Service.
Sorry, mate.
I think you knew
they
that.
Were they were real good. They
yeah.
were really, really good.
Taylor and Brad are both really funny. Both really, really funny.
One of the boys who was emceeing, was he?
Yeah. Brad emceed it, I
did
think.
He?
Yeah.
Brad said this, he had this bit, I won't give it away, but it was about you finding out your son's gay. And it was fucking very, very, very good. And yeah. I lolled very hard.
Yeah, Bradley Bishop's his name. You can check him out on Instagram check and the stuff. Bishop and he's got his podcast called The Sunday Service. And then Taylor Cofftree is his co-host.
We could even get the Sexy Sunday Boys in here.
We should definitely get them both in here. They're both really funny guys. Right.
And I met this lady there, and she had she gave me a little note. It was one of the bartender ladies, the girls behind the bar, gave me this note from one of the punters.
Handwritten death threat.
It was a handwritten. I didn't know what it was going to be. I think I've still got it in my pants that are on the lounge over there. But anyway, go and grab it, Gabo. Hang on. No, my pants are in the ward. I think I hung them up.
You'll have to sift through all the cash and...
yeah, the gold bullion.
Yeah.
Sorry, I did have my pants up. Shame on me. And basically what it said, it was a two-page note, and it said, Isaac, big fan. Love the podcast. And she was like a lady probably in her 40s or 50s.
Nice.
She was in her 60s, I think.
That's kind. Nice. You've been kind. Good on you.
And she goes, the crazy thing about your podcast is my boys were watching it one day, my husband and son or whatever, and I saw your painting, the Oh Shit Cat.
Ah.
I saw that painting. She said, my brother gave me that exact same painting in 1986 when he got his first job. And we were all living at home. He brought it home one day as a gift to me on my birthday or whatever it was. And I've taken it to every house I've lived in, and I've had it for like 40 years or whatever it was. or 36 years or whatever it was. And she has the exact same oh shit cat that we have in the background. I got this from my grandparents. They had it in their downstairs rumpus area room.
That's outstanding.
And so I signed her oh shit cat.
Oh, she brought it to the show.
She brought it to the show for me to sign.
That's so cool.
What a crazy, weird sort of like something to like associate with.
Life's great. I love that stuff. That's awesome. Mm. That's very, very cool.
Is that the weirdest thing you've signed?
Yeah, what's some weird shit you've signed?
People ask me to sign foreheads all the time, but I say no because it ruins the pen because they're all oily.
Yeah, the pen would dry out.
I've never signed boobs. I always said no to boobs.
Respect to Claire.
Yeah, respect to Claire. A lot of girls will say, can you sign my tits, mate?
Yeah, a lot of dudes. I'd imagine a lot of fat dudes probably say
well,
that
I also
as well.
Won't do dudes because it ruins the pen
again,
once
ruins
again.
The pen. It's about the integrity of the pen.
Have I signed balls? I may have signed balls. Frenchie signs heaps of shit.
Frenchie would, because he draws on himself.
He
so
draws
obviously
his own
people would,
on.
Yeah, people would want that.
He does that all the time. Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't have a tattoo of that. he's had those abs since I've known him.
Yeah.
And they're always on. They're never off.
Yeah.
This is the crazy thing about Frenchie is he's always ready to talk to the people. Like, remember at my Buck show?
Yeah.
Gabe, you weren't there, so you weren't invited. So
you weren't invited.
You probably won't remember, but
I was fucked up, but I do remember.
I saw you that night, I think.
Did
you? At the Dell? Is that right?
That's right. And yeah. You wanted to come and pitch me like some pyramid scheme or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was going to sell you some vitamins.
Bit of Herbalife.
And I actually saw a mate from school. He's doing a new... like some new venture or something. And I went and looked at it and it's full pyramid.
Direct
scheme.
Marketing.
And I was like, oh no.
Yeah, but if you get in early.
I was like, oh Jesus, how can you not tell?
Fuck.
But yeah, if you join only, don't worry about it.
You bailed on that one.
No, I was going to say average man. And then I said OnlyFans for some reason. Yeah, so it was a good evening.
I had a merch idea for you.
Yeah, what's
Only Mans.
Only Mars.
Yeah, for you.
Frenchie has OnlyFans something merch.
Does he? You could do Only Mans for average Mans.
Only Mans.
Just like the OnlyFans logo, like but it's only like incorporated.
Sort of like Playgirl.
Yeah.
But for hot.
You could do like the O and the M, but put a beard on it too.
I like that.
I'm going on your marketing team.
Thanks, man. Yeah. But yeah, so great show at Benny's. Well done to him. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Great work, Benny. Yeah, he was pumped. He was very excited. I'm glad it went well.
And he's a gun too.
He's a great bloke.
His opening line, which I won't repeat because I can't remember, but I was walking out and I was parked around the back of the pub and I was heading home. Fuck, it was funny. I can't remember what it was.
Don't give it away.
I wish I knew what it was. It was fucking funny. But he's got a lot. He's got a lot of potential. I know we talk about Benny way too much, but he's someone you should get behind if you listen to this show. He's struggling at the moment.
He's got writer's block.
Getting erections. No, he's.
And he can't get booked. He said he's just struggling to get places to book him, but that's why he put this show on, which I was like, when he was telling me about it, I said, that's fucking awesome. Because he was sort of sending off like show reels, I suppose, of his stand up to places and nowhere would book him. So he said, fuck it, I'll do it myself. And put this show on himself and like 200 people or whatever. I was like, that's the way to do it. Like, just do it yourself.
I don't want to sound like one of those guys.
Yeah.
But that's literally out of the Butterfield playbook.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Just do it yourself.
I would book people who I wanted to work with to do shows with. And that's how I met people. Yeah. That's how I met fucking... that's how I met Neil. That's how I met, sort of how I met Frenchie as well, just years ago. That I like booked them for shows or I'd be a part of shows that they were a part of, and that's how we became friends. Yeah. It's the way to do it, particularly in Ben's situation where he's not a clean comic. He sort of, you know, has these...
he's a pig.
He's very piggish, and I love that. They're the type of comics that we like, right? And in Australia, that's just not acceptable for comedians. So you have to do your own sort of stuff. And even the guys from the horny service on Sundays, they also sort of play the line with that as well. So yeah. It'd be interesting to see how they go. But they also have the comedy club in Newcastle. And
yeah.
Man, that thing is just going from strength to strength.
It's going gangbusters.
So
their open mics you have to sign. You can't just turn up now.
Really?
So you have to sign up online. And they said they're getting like 40 new comics every week.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So I'm going to try and get back in there once Bub's born to work on a new hour.
Definitely.
Because like the year before, I just went up to the comedy festival in Melbourne and had an hour of material and did it for the first. This was because COVID had just finished, so I didn't really have time to test it. And I don't want to do that again. That was fucking stressful.
I can imagine.
Just because I had pages of notes, which I'd never done before. I'd sort of done maybe one or two pages on the first sort of night for a full new hour, and then it just gets... like less and less and less until the end of the tour where you just like, you rattle it off, no worries. But that was stressful to sort of make sure you hit all the lines. You got to sort of do those smaller spots. And when I say smaller spots, yeah, I'm talking smaller numbers of crowd, but I'm talking about 10 minutes here so you can really perfect that one bit.
Get it sharpened off.
Yeah. And so I said to Benny, and not to talk to just do the Benny cast, but...
Nah, Benny.
I said, man, TikTok. Start doing some TikTok. Start doing this. Start doing that. You just got to pump content out. And that's the same for anyone listening who wants to be a content creator. Just pump it out.
Yeah, just don't worry about your artistic integrity. Just fucking get it out there.
Just lean into the autistic integrity and just fucking just throw shit at the wall.
Something sticks.
Something sticks.
Eventually something sticks.
That's it. That's how it worked for me, and that's how it worked for most people. You know what I mean? So
great advice.
Now, you didn't appear at the Benny show because you were going skydiving.
Well, I was going skydiving. Yeah, I had a nice little weekend plan. Got stoned and then was going to go skydiving and got to the skydiving place on early Sunday morning. Plane had a flat tire.
What?
They were like, are you right to hang around for 4 to 6 hours?
I was what?
Like, no. And bless the lady who worked behind the desk. She said, look, I'm not supposed to let you leave. They can't. I said, just can you reschedule it for us? I got shit to do today. And also then I thought about it. I was like, I don't even care if the wheel works. Like, just get it good enough to take off. I'm not coming back down on the plane, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fuck them.
I was like, who cares?
Change it midair.
Just sort it out later. I don't care. But the lady was really nice. She said, look, I'm not supposed to let you leave until 4 to 6 hours have been up, but you fucking go. So
why can't you
leave? That's what I said, mate. I'm not staying here for half the fucking day while you fuck around. They're talking about flying a tire up from Wollongong. I was like,
oh, what?
Yeah, it fucked.
Did someone slash it?
I don't know.
Did someone have a bad experience?
She goes, oh, they tell you, I don't know. They say, oh, you know, you're supposed to allow for 4 to 6 hours in case there's like technical issues. I was like, this isn't a technical issue. You got a flat tire and this is not a rotor or an engine or a fucking.
I mean, not to, you know, cast aspersions as to the professionalism of this particular company, but have a spare? Throw a spare
in? You'd think so.
You know?
Yeah.
Surely that's something you encounter every now and then.
I mean, I've got a spare on my ute. Yeah. That's pretty basic.
Well, is there not an NRMA for fucking tyres?
Oh, for planes? You'd think so.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't go skydiving, but I was pretty pumped to go. I was going with my dad and my brother. We got it for my dad for his 60th. So.
Did you do anything else on Sunday that you thought was like up there with skydiving? Anything crazy?
No, that was about as crazy it was going to get. I mean, like we said, the Knights one.
That was pretty insane.
That was actually, that was fucking crazy.
How good's fucking Greg Mahu?
Greg Maju.
Maju.
Yeah.
He is a man.
He's huge.
He's got the bench press record in the NRL. Yeah. He's a winger.
Yeah.
He's a fucking terrifying
dude.
He's
a big cunt.
And Lockie Miller. He's a mad dog.
Redhead
I fucking
too.
Love Tyson Gamble. He yells at everyone.
He would be... It's so annoying to play against.
Nah, to play against. There was this bloke who used to play for fucking the Wall's End Maryland Tigers who was like him.
Yeah.
Just used to scream at everyone. He was just wanted to fucking headbutt that kind
of like
time.
ADD.
This guy did. He was such a fucking dickhead. I hope he has a terrible life.
Yeah, Gamble's like the energy guy. Like he fires you up, but he's just very annoying if you're playing against him.
But he's going good. The Knights will win the comp.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
The Knights will win the comp.
They're very good.
Anything else you want to shout out about?
I did have to do a shout out. I got a message. Thank you. Great segue. I got a message from...
Well, I saw that on the show notes and I was like, what do I say to this?
Need to knock it over now too because the guy messaged me. So I got a message from a fellow named Finn. He messaged me on the weekend. I said, I can do it, but please remind me on Monday because I'm fucking... I've been eating fucking gummies and eating Papa Macros all weekend. My brain is mush.
Well, not from the Papa Macros.
No, not from the Papa Macros nourish my brain.
Discount code Isaac.
So Finn wanted to give a shout out to actually the guy. So Finn's an electrician and his tradesman.
Shocking.
Yeah. That sucks.
Who knows?
But his tradesman is a guy named Matt who trained him. He actually introduced him to this podcast. So he wanted to give him a shout out. Matt's also a Patreon member.
Oh, hey.
So he wanted to give a shout out to him. But so Finn and Matt started out as trading apprentice. They're actually gay lovers now.
What?
They're actually shacked up together. So he wanted to give me a shout out and be like, he introduced me to the podcast and then they obviously don't work together anymore because that's unprofessional, but they're actually gay lovers now as well. They're actually, yeah, crazy.
So is this legit or did
that's a G, the last part's a G up, but oh. I was going to keep it going.
I thought it was in. I thought that
was
in.
I should have kept going. No, the last part, they didn't tell me to say that. I just made that up. But
wow. I was there. I was like, yes, we found more love than fucking married at first sight.
It would be nice if anyone out there's got stories, they met other fans of the podcast, now they're together, that'd be awesome.
Or if Matt and Finn, if you're willing to make love to each other.
Patreon exclusive.
Whilst watching. watching this podcast. See, in a similar vein, shout out to Luke, who has his 21st over the weekend. We sent him a video.
Lukey.
He was actually playing our podcast at his 21st.
That's got to be a bad 21st. That's a real bad 21st.
Could you imagine a few of the chicks turning up? They're going, oh, yeah, how are the boys? And where are all the boys? And they're all listening to fucking the Cancer in Our podcast, episode 68.
Yeah.
Well, this is 69.
It is 69. But yeah, so shout out Matt and Finn. And hey, here's.
Shout out to everyone.
It's not off the table that they could shack up together, but it's just not happening right now.
I mean, electricians are known for gay sex.
Fucking are they?
So this would not be out of the realm of possibility. How does that work? I know in the army, it's like the Navy are the ones that are.
It's because they're at sea for so long, isn't it? There's no women around.
So that's the whole thing.
Well, assume so. They're at sea for so long and they get lonely and they're like, no, I'll just fucking fuck each other. Me and the boys do often think about like. You know how like professional women's sporting teams, like, you know, like the soccer teams,
they're all lesbians.
They're always rug munchers.
Yeah.
And me and the boys like would sort of think like that would be pretty funny if like you were just fucking the dudes you played footy with. Like that'd actually be pretty sweet. Mm. Like you'd just be like, you could just go away on tour and be like,
fuck each other.
It'd stop NRL teams getting in trouble. Cause like they're, you know, like a lot of them are getting done for sexual assault with like underage girls and whatever. Like,
A lot of them.
Well, it happens. It happens more often than I'm sure Peter Vellini's would like. But like, imagine if you just fuck the dudes you played footy with and just completely keep it in house. It just that would be fine.
Well, I mean, that would take the after shower
to the next
game shower
to the next level.
It's like, man, hey, great tackle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a little kiss.
Yeah, rugby league is a super gay game.
Like we said last week that MMA is a pretty gay sport.
Footy's up there.
Footy's definitely up there.
Like, especially because it's supposed to be like hyper masculine. It's like it's gay.
It's pretty gay.
Footy's gay.
The tight definitely. Shorts.
Tight
the,
shorts.
The
so
ass
much
cock grabbing.
So much
cock grabbing.
Cock grabbing. Ass grabbing. Ball flicks. Just man on man contact. You just constantly like nudity. I've seen. You, and you probably have seen more dicks than probably either of our partners ever
I've
have
seen
or will.
More dicks that I could poke a stick at.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, like, how many dicks could I poke a stick at? Not sure, but I've seen more than that.
You know.
But yeah, I've seen, I mean, it actually helped with my own, not my sexual. Have you got two bags?
Helped with your sexuality.
Claire's got two bags of Uber Eats. Why do you have two bags?
Claire, that wasn't what was discussed before the podcast.
Yeah, sure. They've got a whole bag for a drink.
Drink my ass.
Yeah, drink my ass too. Huh?
Hang on a sec.
What did you get?
So just if you're listening to this, Claire shouted out to Isaac just before we started the podcast. Do you mind if I order something off Uber Eats? And he goes, yeah, you know. And it was just a chicken wrap or something. It was anyway, it's not what seems to have turned
up. What happened? It's just a drink.
Just a drink.
Sorry. Claire always because I don't get mad at her for ordering Uber Eats, but I like.
I mean, there's probably food in the fridge.
No, but I could just like
you could have just gone and got
it. The shops isn't that far. That's why I don't get mad. But I'm like, I can go get it. Like,
it's fine.
No hassle. Like it's, you know,
stimulating the economy.
Save the $4.
That's pretty funny.
It is. Sometimes I'll just be like upstairs. She goes, I've ordered this and that.
I'm not an Uber Eats guy. I like to go to usually if I'm ordering that stuff, I'm busted, hungover.
Yep.
But I like the trip to get it. It gets me out
of
the house.
It's very rewarding.
But I always do find something fucked up seems to happen. You know when you're fucked up, like you've been drinking for a couple of days and your interactions with people are off?
You just say the wrong thing.
You say the wrong thing. They do something weird. But then I'm always going, is it me?
Yeah.
Am I fucked up?
Yeah.
Every time I go to order something, there's you know, a handicapped dude there like making faces at me or like, and I'm like, oh, is this me or is this weird?
Is he real?
Is this happening right now? Yeah, that always seems to happen. But I do like the trip as opposed to Uber Eats.
I used to have to drive from Dudley to Charlestown, which is like a 10-minute drive sort of thing. And the day after the drink, you know, you'd be hungover.
Oh, you're always over the next morning too. Oh,
am I over? But this is before Uber Eats.
Running the gauntlet.
I really need this fucking cheese.
Yeah, the risk is worth the reward for sure.
I think it is.
And that's not, I'm not endorsing drink driving at all. But if you're hungry,
sometimes you got to do it. Yeah.
If you think you might be over next morning.
If you need that food, then you need that food.
Dude, like.
There's no getting around
it. The kernel hits different when you're busted.
I was never a kernel guy.
What's your hungover order? What would you like? Do you have a go-to? I definitely have a go-to order.
I don't really feel like food when I'm hungover.
So like I go, if I've had a good couple of days on it, KFC, you can order like a family burger box, which entails two fillet burgers. I'd swap them for zingers. So two zingers, two twisters.
Shit.
Two large fries, nuggies, popcorn chicken, You might be able to get potato and gravy as well, but it's obviously meant for a family, but I just work my way through that through the day.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll go like have a bit of it, pass out, get up, like masturbate, have a bit more, just like.
Oh, a wank on a hungover day is something different.
One, made multiple wanks.
I don't know. Well, mate, did I ever tell you the time I split my foreskin?
No. Thank you. No. No, you didn't.
When I was younger.
But you were pulling it so much.
That I didn't split it, but like the top layer, and you know, a lot of people wish
frayed.
Yeah, just sort of the top layer of the dermis, just sort of just like dry skin. Like yeah. it just had done too much flexing.
You must have been giving it some.
Oh,
yeah,
mate. I was going like I was
literally ripping the skin off it.
Ripping the skin off it. I was just I would have been like 17 or something, and just it got to the point where. It was painful to peel it back to have a wee.
Yeah, that's prime wanking time. Sort of 17 to like, I mean, 35. It's like prime time.
What happens then? What happens when you got kids? When do you wank?
I mean, that's the struggle of life.
Preferably not in front of them.
You know what they say, mate? You got to make time for the things that are important to you.
You do. You need to, you know, reconcile everything in your life and make sure you've got time for your family, you know, fitness, yeah. Jerking off, eating well.
No, I'm not taking macros. I am not taking the kids to soccer training.
No, you take them.
I need some me time.
I need some time to really be with me,
yeah.
To realise who I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, I often wonder, well, Gabe asked this question the other day. He said, when do you think your dad jerks off? And
that's interesting.
Yeah, it was a question from Gabe. So, Gabe, why did you ask me that question?
He's got the hots for your dad. Yeah.
Stop trying to kiss my dad, honestly.
Just a random thought I had one day in the shower.
That's weird, man. That's just weird. I don't know about that. But yeah, no, it must be tough being like, you know, an older dude. And like even like if you're a granddad, like do you still jerk off?
Yeah, I like seeing.
What?
Let me finish. Okay. Let me finish. I like seeing really fit old dudes that I know are still like fucking. Like I know, like there's an old dude, there's a couple old dudes that go to my gym or my old gym and-
Did you have to leave gyms because you couldn't stop trying to fuck them?
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like they're in shape and they're talking about getting pussy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's mad. Like There's this one old dude I knew who's like, he's so fit. Like he's way fit. He's got to be 60 odd.
Shit.
And he's way fitter than any of the blokes my age that I know. And he's talking about getting pussy. And having a couple of side pieces. I was like, fucking up. That's awesome.
That's so
like,
much.
He's had his kids and then him and his missus busted up years ago. He's been single for like since he was like 50 and he's like, fuck this, let's go. It's time to fuck.
Jesus.
It's awesome.
Man, that must be something different just being an old dude laying it down.
It's great. I was like, yes.
But I'm in pain now. Could you imagine the pain you're in while you're trying to fucking blow a load on an old woman?
Yeah, but he's like, he's kept himself in like fucking condition.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's awesome. I love that
there
stuff.
There are a lot of dudes that are out of fucking condition.
Yeah.
And at a young age too.
Like yeah.
Mid-20s, there's no more rooting.
Nothing.
Like I don't think, not that I would ever bring this up on the, but hypothetically, I don't think I've got two in me.
Like back to back?
Oh, no.
No. I'm like, as soon as I'm nut, I'm like, fucking.
Mate, the post.
I'm out.
Post nut for me is like, it's like being sin. It's like being put to the judiciary. I'm out for a week. Like automatic. From carryover points, I'm gone for a week.
Oh mate, I'm sure I've got some form of narcolepsy. Like as soon as I'm listening to like this fucking book, as soon as I put it on at night, like 40 seconds into it. Same with like when I like soon as I nut, I'm like just fucking crusty jizz all over me. I'm just like.
I'm glad that Jordan Peterson's book, 12 Rules for Life, puts you to sleep as quickly as jerking off on yourself.
And made me come too.
Fuck yeah. Clean up your room. No. I think today we're going to go through your book review on Patreon. Yeah. So if you haven't joined Patreon, do it right now.
We've got a book club.
We've got a book club there. We're going to talk about Bluey's first book. He chose something really easy to get through just to really ease into it. Bluey, what did you choose? 12 Rules for Life.
12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson. So obviously one of the rules I learned is pick a shorter book next time. Fuck me. Yeah. But we'll go into it more on the Patreon.
We do good stuff on Patreon. Last week we had a 20 questions in the ice bath.
We got nude and got in the ice.
And I've been ice bathing every day.
That thing fucking rules. Just shout out to Odin
Ice Baths. I did, I think this week, about 22, 24 minutes.
That's all you need.
Well, you only need 11.
Mm.
But I had all the brothers come over this week too. Darcy, Finton and Jonas. They came in, jumped in the ice bath.
All together? Like that photo of Khabib and all the boys? Like yeah. Gabe, can you find that photo for me, please?
That was my brother's. They all jumped in together.
No, Matt, like Khabib and all the boys in a bubble bath.
Fuck yeah.
This is the Butterfield boys in the ice bath.
I thought this was fucking Finn and fucking old mate.
They've all got beards too.
Do they? in the Khabibis?
Yeah.
Man, why did dudes shave their mustache off? With just, beards.
I don't know. It's so terrifying. Creepy. Yeah. It looks very spooky. You should do it.
No, that'd be fucking horrible. Oh, Gabe, doing well.
That was just all pretty low res. Here we go.
That's you, Bucks, in the ice bath.
Can that be the thumbnail this week?
The thumbnail's got to be the boys plus me and Gabe.
Well, I think we've got enough. So we'll get photos of all of my brothers and we'll just throw
that's
that
great.
In there.
That's outstanding.
That is an outrageous photo.
That's a Dagestani recovery. It obviously works. The boys are killers.
Man, look at those hairlines. They are some strong hairlines.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like just widow's peaks. They must have fucked all the cousins.
Yeah, I know. Probably a little bit of inbreeding going on over there.
Just a little bit. Scary guys, though.
Very scary.
Very, very scary. But yeah, so shout out to the old bloke still jerking off.
Yeah, shout out to the old boys getting it in.
If you're getting it in, keep it going. Episode 69. Blue, we've got hot takes coming back on today's show. Should we jump into some hot takes? Or Gabe, did you want to? You had a story for us.
I've got an interesting story written by ChatGPT about the Cancel Me Now podcast. If one of yous want to read it,
that first?
Yeah, I think so. I read last week my stand up. I think you should read.
I'll read this. So, Gabe, what did you ask ChatGPT?
Nothing specific. I just said write a story about the Cancel Me Now boys.
I'm amazed at ChatGPT knew what we knew. Do you want to just shoot it into the chat, mate?
It's coming through now.
Oh, amazing.
Can you just shoot it onto his chest, please?
Shoot it onto my chest. Oh, she's lengthy. All right.
Why is there a TAFE, New South Wales TAFE pen on the table?
That's where I do my SCAF ticket, mate. I keep it with me all the time. That's not. I have no idea why that's there.
Yours, Gabe? You a TAFE?
All right. Okay. So this is a story by ChatGPT written about this podcast. Is that all you put in the context we need?
Just read it.
Okay, cool. Isaac Butterfield and Bluey had been working together on the Cancel Me Now podcast for a while now, and they had always been good friends. Something had shifted in Isaac's heart.
Oh.
If this gets gay, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Why is the Dagestani boy still on the fucking TV over there?
He found himself unable to concentrate on the show, his eyes constantly wandering to this handsome man sitting next to him. Did you make this gay? Gabe.
Gabe, why did you make it gay?
Bluey. With his fiery red hair and high-vis uniform, was a bit of a jokester.
Hey.
Always cracking puns and making everyone laugh.
Oh, cracking puns.
Classic me. Yeah. But there was something more to him that Isaac was drawn to. It was the way he carried himself with confidence, his quick wit, sparkling blue eyes. One day, after the show had wrapped, Isaac found himself alone in the studio with Bluey.
That's why you're always in here, Gabe, because I can't trust myself.
He took a deep breath and mustered up the courage to tell him how he felt. Bluey, I don't know how to say this, but I think I'm in love with you, Isaac said, his voice barely above a whisper. Bluey's eyes widened in surprise, but then he grinned. Is that right? Because I think I might be in love with you too.
This is maps.
Bluey said with a sly smile. Isaac felt his heart skip a beat as Bluey leaned in and kissed him. Gabe, this is out of control. Hey,
listen, can I just say,
this is great.
I should have been warned about this beforehand because I have the biggest erection right
this
now.
This is funny. This is really funny, Gabe. Well done. Bluey leaned in and kissed him. Mm. It was a soft and sweet, but filled with so much passion and tenderness. In that moment, Isaac knew he had found his soulmate.
Aww.
But Isaac had a wife named Claire.
Oh.
And he knew he couldn't keep this secret from her. He called her that evening and told her everything.
I called her?
Yeah. I mean, they live together, but I don't know why he'd call her.
Hello?
To his surprise, Claire was understanding and supportive. She suspected something was going on between Isaac and Bluey, and she told him she just wanted him to be happy.
Oh, that's nice.
This goes for fucking ages. We'll keep going. Isaac and Bluey continued to see each other, taking things slowly at first, but then quickly realizing they couldn't be apart.
Can I read some?
Yeah. They went on dates, long walks, and shared deep conversations about their lives and hopes for the future. Bluey helped Isaac understand himself in a way that no one else ever had before. Just from one there, mate.
One day, Isaac surprised Bluey by wearing his own merch, a t-shirt with his face and a funny slogan on it, on the show. Bluey couldn't help but smile at his side of Isaac's beard and his shirt, feeling a rush of affection for the man he loved.
This is great.
Eventually, Isaac and Claire sat down and decided they needed to end their marriage. It wasn't easy, but it was what was best for everyone involved. They parted ways amicably, with Claire wishing Isaac and Bluey all the happiness in the world. Isaac and Bluey went on to build a beautiful life together. They travelled the world, went on adventures, and supported each other through thick and thin. They knew they had found something truly special, and they were grateful for every day together. Bluey's red hair and high-vis uniform became a comforting sight for Isaac, a reminder of the love they shared. And Isaac's beard and funny T-shirts never failed to make Bluey smile. They were perfect for each other.
This is really sweet.
They were the perfect match for each other, and that nothing could ever change that.
And you just put in any old story and it just came up with that. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I just put in a story about a podcast guest we now.
Did you put in Gabe's wet dream into ChatGPT?
That's awesome, ChatGPT and Gabe. Great work.
And I don't know where ChatGPT got the idea that we're in love and gay lovers secretly. I mean, it's not like we talk about dicks and imagine being with your mates and sucking their dicks.
To be fair, if it's just going off the algorithm that this podcast tosses up, definitely it could have come up with that by itself.
It was bound to happen.
100%.
I'm surprised that they just don't like throw that out there anyway. Like, you don't have to actually ask about the Pecansom in our podcast. ChatGPT should just be saying that to everyone anyway.
100%. This podcast should be come under like Spotify. It should be an LGBTQ.
Yeah, it's called Come On Me Now.
Yeah. Yeah. Caress Me Now. Yeah. Well, that was like sweet. It was actually quite nice in some parts.
It was romantic.
Yeah. I wanted more sex. Probably not enough sex in it.
That
was great.
I had to do a couple of takes, like get it to rewrite it, and my internet cut out halfway through one that it was writing, but it said Isaac professed his love to Bluey, and then Bluey goes, "I think you've got the wrong idea, mate." And I was like, "Where's this story going?" Oh, and then my internet cut out.
Wow.
The story that never was.
I know. Maybe you could have got knocked back.
Fuck. Wow. We'll never know. I wouldn't knock you back, mate.
I'll knock you up.
I'll knock you back doors in. That's about it.
Oh, God. I got the worst asshole too. That's gross. We did have an election over the weekend, and Chris Minns, the New South Wales now Premier, won, which is very exciting. You voted on Saturday, did you?
I voted on Friday.
I voted early as well.
I voted early because it was convenient for me to lie.
Just hate the fucking people that hand you pieces of paper.
They're nerds.
Like, I want to fucking beat them up every day.
They're the ultimate nerds.
They are the ultimate nerds.
Yeah.
You know the old show Ultimate Warrior where you had to like defeat people?
Ultimate Nerd Warrior.
Like, if you don't have this in your country, basically when you go to vote, all these people stand at the front and hand you pieces of paper as why you should vote for their party. And every time, you don't know who the people are. You don't know anything about their policies, their party, nothing. Like, the night of the election, there was like, you know, an hour on the news talking about, or maybe half an hour on the news talking about the election, talking about this politician and this person from this. I was like, what? Claire and I both said to each other, why didn't you have this a week ago?
Yeah.
To tell people who they're voting for. In like Australian politics, the federal election with the whole country votes, people know who they're voting for.
They're campaigning for ages.
You know what party you're voting for because you know who you want to be sort of the prime minister, even though that's not sort of how it works. It's how people think. In the state election, you're just going off. Like, you don't know anyone.
Mm.
You don't know any of these fucking idiots. Mm. So that happened over the weekend. Yeah. And everyone's, oh, well, you know, you got a sausage. How good?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for your sausages at the election?
Oh, I get in there and get the fuck out of there, mate.
Gabe, you would have got a free sausage.
No, I didn't get one, but I think they hand them out.
I just find those people are like the biggest nerd burgers. Like, they're just like handing out flyers.
So do you get paid for that?
I believe they get paid well.
Really?
I think the people that work at polling stations, particularly the ones inside, like when they're counting votes and telling you, ticking off your name, etc. I don't know if that's something you can find out, Gabe, but I'm led to believe they get paid quite well for it.
They're the same nerds that like overlook the HSC.
Yes.
So they're the ones that go around and make sure. What were they called? Like,
not Mark. Like, not assess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, not markers, because teachers do that, don't they?
But like the ones that actually go in the hall with you and make sure that you're, not cheating and shit like that. Like,
you haven't got answers written on your leg.
Fuck me.
Professional snitch.
Yes.
Professional fucking snitch.
All right, what have we got here?
I'm not certain that's the right thing.
But well, I can't read that. I need glasses.
Okay, so election day role. Election day fee. An election official gets $372 a day. Training payment, $52. I guess that's an hour and a meal allowance. So what are we looking at? What's the one we're sort of talking about?
Well, that's probably election officials.
Election officials probably the normal one, right?
Well, what's that one? Polling. Oh, that's a manager.
Yeah, I think election officials. So they're getting about $300 to $400 a day.
That's like,
oh, hang on, sorry. Go up. Total fee. $457.
That's for the election day fee.
Yeah.
So that's for the day.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
Then there's other people that get polling place manager 12 plus. I guess that's how many you've done or something. You can get up to $1,000 a day.
What do they get for? What do you got to do for $1,000 a day?
You got to be a polling place manager. You have to be 12 years. You have to be over 12 years. Maybe you got 12.
You got to be doing it for 12 years.
Well, I don't know what VCM means.
Oh, who cares?
Very cool man.
Yeah.
For 12 years. You have to be a very cool man for 12 years. Something like that. I'm not sure what that means. But yeah, basically it's all just nerds and virgins.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick.
Yeah. Nah, it annoys me, that stuff. But obviously a very necessary part of our democracy.
Apparently. Mm. Yeah. But not Newcastle. The same fucking blokes get in every
just
time.
Just Labour stronghold.
Which, you know, it's good in some way. But I also think you need to mix it up a bit, otherwise you just stay in the same fucking mindset.
I don't know enough about it.
I also don't care.
Yeah.
It's state politics doesn't really concern me at all.
Nah, I don't know.
You know what concerns me?
What's concerning you?
Bringing back everyone's favourite segment, hot takes.
Let's do some hot takes.
Gabe, can you explain to everyone what hot takes are?
If you're new to the show.
If you're new to the show, hot takes is a segment where people send in their controversial opinion. Or maybe something they don't really fully is their opinion, but I think it'd be funny to see the boys defend for a minute.
Now, you usually put these on TikTok and stuff, and they usually get taken out of context. So I'm going to say that down the barrel of the camera. We don't believe these hot takes, but we have to defend them for a minute. That's the game.
It's funny.
All right, should I go first or you want to go first?
You go first. All right. I'll keep time.
Toddy's calling me.
Toddy, brah. Good man. Okay. Saw Toddy the other day.
He's a great man. So I'll just read it out, and then we've got 60 seconds.
I'll get a timer ready.
I got it.
Are you on it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Summer is the worst season. I actually agree with this because I much prefer to be cold. I don't know if that's anyone else sort of agrees with this. That's actually not. It is a hot take to say that summer is not a good season, but it's too hot. It's too sweaty. Flies are out. Mosquitoes are out. You get sunburnt, skin cancers, skin damage. It's not good at all. Winter is far better because you don't get crotch rot. You don't get hot between the crotches. All right. You can much more sexual intercourse happens during winter. You can blow out a bit. You can eat more food. You have to be fit and gorgeous and good looking for summer. This isn't a hard one for me because this is genuinely how Claire and I feel. We genuinely don't like summer. I am very white. I burn very easily. I don't like taking my shirt off. I have a very body positive body.
You're pro body positive.
I am only pro positive body positive when I have my shirt off. So, in fact, I don't like summer.
That was the tamest one in there.
Yeah, I know exactly
what's going to happen now. I'm going to get a fucking absolute belter.
Well, I'll do another one after that.
Nah, it's all right. We'll see. All right. Great prep on this too, by the way, Gabe.
Mm.
This is the biggest stitch I've ever. Have you got time? That's right.
Okay,
all right. Why women belong in the kitchen and not in the workforce?
See, that's a pretty rough one.
Yeah, but also pretty easy to defend.
Yes.
First of all, women are better cooks.
What about Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, actually, dudes are better cooks. But if women were in the workforce...
Which they are.
Which they are. Unfortunately. But they're always whinging about how they're not getting paid enough. because of the gender pay gap, which if they spent less time whinging about that and more time working, gender pay gap might close a little bit.
You do sound like a racist misogynist at the moment.
But in regards to make, I mean, look, my mum's a great cook. All the good cooks I know in my life are Sheila's. And nutrition's very important.
I feel like you're struggling here.
Yeah, I am. It's a hard one. It's hard to even think of funny stuff for that one.
Well, women don't deserve jobs. They don't, because a job is a privilege. And frankly, I don't believe that women deserve anything outside of the house. Like, that's where they belong. That's how they should live their life, locked up in a cage in the dungeon.
Joseph Fritzl style.
Yeah. Mate, that's where I would put my daughter.
Well, look, a minute's up and the hot take's been hijacked.
That was tough. I had to flick pass it on to Buttsy there. That was a tough one.
All right. You just got to be more of an arsehole.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think of stuff that genuinely... Oh, look, they are better cooks.
Blokes with beards are insecure about their masculinity.
That's a cracker.
This is an outrage.
That's right. A cracker. Okay, go.
Blokes with beards are insecure about their masculinity, and I'll tell you why. Because when you have a beard, so much testosterone like is flowing through your system, and all you can think about is how big of a cock you have, that sometimes you start to think, what if my cock's too big? What if I'm too much of a man? What if lumber in the forest starts to just fall down when I walk past it wearing a flannel because I'm that much of a manly lumberjack? What happens to men whose beards are so thick and luscious that women look at them and just go, I can't even deal with that much masculinity? That's the point that I'm in at the moment. I am really struggling to understand. I'm so insecure about my masculinity because my beard is so fucking hot.
You're too masculine.
I'm too masculine. That's how masculine I am. I'm too masculine. You know what happens when
That's good. That was really good. That was really good. You did well. All right. Oh, I'm going
to
do one more.
Can we give one to Gabe after you?
No, I'm not doing one.
Let's give one to Gabe. Nah. This is ridiculous.
I'll do one. This one handwritten.
That one's from the show back in the day.
Oh, that's an old
live
one.
Show.
Oh, from the live show.
Is it good or is it shit? Because we need a good one.
Nah, it's another one about women's work. I don't know. It's not great.
Nothing to talk about.
Yeah. yeah, okay. I'm upset Ivan Milat died, and here's why. Ivan Milat, apart from being a good fella, by all reports, was really good at
Uber driving.
Look, let's be honest. One, there is a shortage of Ubers and ride shares, which Ivan was doing a service. Two, backpackers are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, fair.
Let's fucking call a spade a spade. Backpackers can be pretty fucking annoying. Head down to Bondi, full of Irish. I love the Irish in Ireland.
The best way to deal with backpackers?
Ivan knew. And you know what we love too? Solutions. People don't fuck around, they just get stuff done.
Yeah.
Ivan was getting it done.
Yeah, he was.
What he was doing wasn't great, but he was doing it.
He was getting it
done. He wasn't fucking around. You know, we talk about this show, I'm about to talk about Jordan Peterson, 12 rules for life, accountability, getting things done. Ivan was fucking getting it done, and he was held accountable too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can
he
guarantee.
He was held accountable.
His room was clean.
And you're upset.
Yeah.
His room was clean. Ivan's room was clean.
He
was standing up straight.
And he was fucking killing backpackers and hitchhikers.
Well
Gabe,
done.
Gabe,
well
you got to do one.
I'm not doing one.
Yeah, here's Gabe's. Ready?
I'm not doing one.
Women's underwear is way comfier than men's.
You could do that. Come on, Gabe. That's pretty tight. You can do that.
I actually don't know if it is.
Neither.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Come on, Gabe.
Here's why women's underwear is way comfier than men's. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen women's underwear, but sometimes it looks a bit silky, a little bit of shine to it. And if you're a man who is out in the sun all day, like me and Bluey,
who is
lifting sledgehammers, getting sweat all over them balls, sometimes you might want a little soft touch of that cold, silky woman's underwear.
Why are you sweating on
Bluey's
balls? That's what I want to know. Not sweat on Bluey's balls for me.
Look, women's underwear, G-string. My butt isn't getting a lot of touching right now. And maybe I'll get a bit curious about what a little J-banger would feel like sliding between these juicy cheeks.
That'll do. That's hot takes for this week. I don't think any of those takes were too hot.
Nah. Gabe put the gay back in Gabe.
There has been some hot things going on, though. I know that Jonah Hill cured anti-Semiticism.
Kanye did have a hot take, didn't he for a while there? That was a hot take.
Can we pull that up? Because that was hilarious.
So can we go back to the start of this? Because Kanye's back.
How did he get back?
Well, he went into hiding for a bit, and then he's come back.
With
he's
an absolute back on, cracker.
Was this on Twitter? So obviously he made some pretty anti-Semitic remarks.
Allegedly.
Lost his deals with Balenciaga and Adidas and millions into possibly billions of dollars.
Sure.
But he's back.
He's back, baby.
He's tweeted over the weekend, was this Gabe?
Instagram post, which I've now realized is his only Instagram post.
Yeah, so he's obviously wiped everything.
So
and
he's got 18 million followers. He doesn't follow anyone and he's got one post.
And it's pertaining to Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street. I can't read that, Butsy. Can you read out what he said?
Should I do it in his voice or is that
black? No,
that's
crazy.
Is that black voice?
No. Don't do it in his voice.
Watching Jonah Hill.
Man.
What? Man.
Man.
What are you saying?
I'm saying man.
Man.
Man. Yo, man. He doesn't sound like that.
No, just go.
Are you doing a black person's voice?
Yeah, you can. It's fine. Keep going.
Watching Jonah Hill. No, I can't do it.
That doesn't even sound like Kanye. He's from the Shire.
Watching Jonah. Watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. That is what he said in this post. That is not me. No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform that into hatred towards millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labeled anti-Semitic knowing Jesus is Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you. Is that a poem?
That's something I would like. I got fucked pretty high on Saturday night and watched a couple of movies. Like that's something I'd think while I was fucked up watching 21 Jump Street and Kanye's just put it out there for everyone.
I don't understand what's happened here. So he's watched 21 Jump Street.
Well, Jonah Hill's funny.
Sure.
And it's made Kanye obviously was harboring a bit of bad ill feeling towards the Jays and the JM.
So was he at home like being heaps anti-Semitic and shit?
He's obviously high as a kite and he's watching Jonah Hill be pretty funny in 21 Jump Street. He's going, man, these Jays ain't that bad.
So why did the JM ain't that bad? You can't
Gabe,
do
that's not bad.
No, it's not. It's just fucking
I don't
shit.
Think you should do black voice on this show.
It's fine. It's not bad.
Man.
Oh, now Gabe's doing black voice.
That's fine.
Hey, man.
That's play on. That's definitely play on.
What's your Jewish voice?
I don't know. Well, yeah.
What's that? Mike Goldstein? No, that's a fucking comedian.
But anyway, that's obviously what Kanye's done. He's watching 21 Jump Street fucked up and he's watching it going, Johnny Hill's funny. The Jews are all right.
How has he put on? If only they had 21 Jump Street in 1939.
Wait until he sees 22 Jump Street. It's even better. Oh,
and you're like black people again because fucking Ice Cube's in it.
Ice Cube's in it.
So what? How does he put on 21 Jump Street knowing that
he's
Jonah
watching it
Hill.
For Channing Tatum. He's obviously not thought about Jonah Hill. He's obviously put it on going like, you know, watch him, like Channing. Channing's a hunk. Channing is a certified hunk. We can all watch Channing Tatum.
Sure.
21 Jump Street's great. Ice Cube's in it, funny. Mm-hmm. And he's gone like, oh, Jonah Hill's in it. Hang on a sec. I think Jonah Hill Jewish? And he's Googled it and he's like, fuck, Jonah Hill's Jewish.
Is he Jewish?
Oh, I didn't know that, but yeah, he is. I didn't realise he was. I don't see.
Do you know any Jewish people?
No, but I grew, not didn't grow up, but when I played footy in England, I was living in the middle of a huge Hasidic Jew community.
Oh, you played in Jerusalem, didn't you?
Yeah, I was played for the
you were playing for
the Jerusalem nail guns. What did Jesus got nailed?
It's
to a cross.
Dude, you don't want to piss off the Christians. They're coming out fucking high and mighty.
I'm not
moment.
Pissing them off. I represented them in the Jerusalem nail guns.
In the Jerusalem competition.
Yeah. But we lived in the middle of this giant community of Hasidic Jews. They owned everything.
Yeah, they would.
They did. They owned every landlord was Jewish. Our landlord was Jewish.
I don't like where this is going.
It's not going anywhere. This is what happened.
Like, why do the Jewish people have to own everything?
They did. This community they owned like the whole area. They owned everything. They owned every bill. It was, I promise. What's that buzzing? That's all right. But yeah, they owned everything.
The JM's trying to get us cut.
We're getting some interference from the JM.
So sorry, you were living just near Palestine. Go on.
it was in a place called Bencham, just outside of Gateshead in the north of England.
Yep.
And there was heaps of Jays there. The boys were sweet. We had snowball fights with them. They were cool.
Now, this is what people sometimes forget about Jewish people. But they're just regular people.
They're just dudes.
Like, I don't know why everyone freaks out about when people talk
And
about
they were like the proper, like they had the curly locks.
Oh, they were proper Jews.
There was like a, yeah, not these fake Jews. They were proper. Oh. Not like Jonah Hill hiding. And no, these were like full-blown Jays.
Yeah, they hide their Jewishness just with like cut-off cocks.
Yeah.
So I think that you should be able to talk about any religion. But you're not allowed to talk about Jews or Muslims. That's like the big one. But now the Christians
when
are
When you say talk about them, you mean like bag them out or like what do you...
Yeah, I think bag
like
them
we're
out.
We're talking about them, that's fine. But like if you like bag them out...
Is there any religion you would be... You would not want to talk about negatively?
Depends.
Why?
Well, depends. Like I don't have any ill feeling towards any religion.
So. Joke about or talk about negatively?
Yeah. Because if you're sitting here genuinely being like, I don't like Jewish people because they're stingy, that's not cool. But if you're like, yeah, like being like Jonah Hill, Jew, like
yeah,
that's...
Yeah.
But like I'm not going to sit here and... I wouldn't bag any religion just for the sake of it. That would be...
I think some religions should be bagged.
Which, I mean, the Catholic Church probably.
I think they should be bagged.
There's a few pedophiles there, probably worth making fun of them.
Yeah, I think that whole religion's fucked. I think most religions are fucked.
Yeah, the idea, I don't like the idea of religion, but if people want to believe it...
Well, Gabe's very, Gabe's very religious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gabe worships...
Praise for cock.
The almighty dollar.
Does he?
I am religious.
Are you?
Are
you? No, I didn't think so. You got a MAGA hat on. You
why do you have a MAGA hat on?
I just think...
You should need to be great again.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But so, yeah, anyway, Kanye and Jonah Hill. We got sidetracked.
Kanye has just...
Yeezy's back.
Well...
And there's talk of him getting his deal back with Adidas.
After this post.
It was before it. But yeah.
It was just before the post. This is going to seal the deal.
That means cancel culture has been defeated because he went out and just went on a tear and said the most outrageous things of all time.
If Ye comes back from this...
No one can ever be cancelled ever.
You're sweet.
Yeah, there's nothing I can say that's... Because he was so serious about everything too. Yeah,
that's why he wasn't like... He didn't like say something fucked up as a joke thinking it would be... He was like, I don't like the JM. He was being legit. He was being serious. And then he went on like a few podcasts after it and just like doubled down.
Why do people not like Jewish people? I don't get that.
I mean, some people don't like them. Not everyone doesn't like them.
Well, where does the hatred for Jews come from?
Because they own a lot of property.
The stereotype is the power.
They're powerful and they have influence. So people like Hollywood, for example, is like people think it's owned by the JM.
But where was the Nazi one from? Like, why was? Do we know why?
Why didn't the Nazis like him?
Why did Hitler not like the Jews? Because I'm sure I have Googled that before because it is like...
I'll ask ChatGPT.
Okay, fair enough. Because it's like something that I've thought about because it's like it's something that you learn about growing up.
You're trying to get on the same page as Hitler.
Well, yeah. But no, you learn about it growing up and then you go, well, why? Like what? It's not like it's something in their religion that he doesn't like.
He didn't like.
It must have been like did someone fuck him around or something and then he just blamed an entire religion for that or...
It's probably part of it too.
But yeah, I'm not suggesting that you should hate Jews.
No.
That's actually the opposite of what I'm suggesting. I'm just curious of why.
It's good to see that Ye likes him again though.
Well, now I feel like I can like him again. If Ye's giving me the go ahead.
Ye's my North Star. If they're cool by Ye, they're cool by me.
And that's Kumbaya. That's actually what that song's about. Kumbaya, my lord.
Yeah.
Gabus?
Hitler's anti-Semitic beliefs were deeply ingrained and are believed to have developed during his early years in Vienna, where he experienced poverty and rejection as an aspiring artist.
Yeah, I thought that was the case.
He became exposed to anti-Semitic ideas and conspiracy theories that were common in Austria and Germany at the time, which further fueled his hatred toward Jews.
Down a couple of YouTube rabbit holes on Hitler.
Imagine
and
he's
that. Like, oh, it's the Jews.
And all he had to see was the My Name Jeff scene.
Yeah, and he would have been sweet.
It would have been fine.
That's obviously what got Ye back.
Maybe we could somehow.
If only 21 Jump Street. If you know, everyone always talks about getting in a time machine, going back and killing Hitler.
Yeah,
you don't kill Hitler. You take a copy of 21 Jump Street.
Yep.
And you go back and you sit like maybe when Hitler's like how old? So he's obviously like in his early like late 20s or early
20s. Yeah, he's about 25. He started growing like facial hair out. He's about to shave his mustache for the first time.
You take a copy of 21 Jump Street and go, look, I know what you're thinking. You don't like these guys. Just give me 2 hours.
Mm.
This first guy, Channing Tatum. He's great. Watch the short fat guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then wait. And then he loves it. He goes, I love that short fat guy. And you go, this is going to blow your mind. He's Jewish. And Hitler's like, no
way.
This is hilarious.
Oh my God, this is blind my...
I love Jonah
Hill. Because I fucking hate those guys, but this...
This is right. This is how it should be. They should be treated. They should be treated well.
And Hitler's like, oh, fucking... Man, this changes everything. I was going to... I don't even want to tell you what I was going to do.
You won't believe what I was going to do.
He goes, boy. But I mean, now I've seen this. This changes everything. Jonah Hill could have...
He could have stopped.
He could have changed everything.
And even Hitler would change his autobiography from Mein Kampf to My Name Adolf.
My name, yeah. And like,
that's a bit for sure.
21 Jump Street could have been the most powerful movie of all ever. Time. Anyway.
It did then go on to say he did have conspiratorial and
Jews had
that's a bit.
Controlling influence on the world, including politics, finance, and media.
See Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street. Also, why, like, Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street is definitely not the best Jewish actor you could have referenced.
No.
Like, there's heaps, like, there's Hollywood's full of, like, great Jewish actors.
You watch the Seinfeld episode. Isn't Jerry Seinfeld Jewish?
Jerry Seinfeld's a J.
Is he?
Yeah, fuck
he
yeah.
He looks like it.
Yeah, there's heaps of great Jewish actors. It's funny that he went for Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill was the one that changed
Black,
everything.
Seth Rogen,
see,
Paul
I
Rudd,
reckon, I reckon that he didn't put it on. It was just playing on TV.
He
sort of just walked past the and he went, hang on a second, that's a Jew. I'm going to watch it.
And 21 Jump Street is not even Jonah Hill's best movie. He's in heaps.
Superbad's heaps better.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
He's great in Wolf of Wall Street. This is the End. That's Seth Rogen one they did. That's a cracker. Yeah, yeah. And that's full of Jewish dudes.
I saw a comment. Have you seen War Dogs? Where Jonah's
that's great.
A bad guy.
Great.
They were like, don't let Kanye say War Dogs.
Yeah, that could change. It could go back very quickly.
Imagine that. Imagine if that's supposed to put something on as, nah, I've changed my opinion. Jonah Hill sucks.
It's just the War Dogs thing, you guys. Just watch this.
Jonah Hill loses.
Deals off at Adidas. Tags Adidas. He's like, deals off. I stand by my original comment.
He sees Jonah Hill once he's lost weight and he's no longer funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's good shit.
Mm.
That's a bit. Let's work on that.
Let's
that's
work on
that's
that.
Very good.
ChatGPT.
What else we got? What else do we want to talk about? How far in are we? How long are we done?
Gabe was about an hour.
Yeah.
Gabe was talking about vape addiction.
Oh,
I didn't see this conversation you guys were having in the chat today. I was in a meeting today with some very interesting people.
Important people?
Rather.
Ooh.
It's just about me making money, so.
Of course.
Who gives a shit?
That's what this whole thing's about.
Pretty much. And so, yeah, you were talking about vape addiction?
So I was on site at work today before it started flogging down rain and I went home.
Yes. Yeah.
And there was a story came on Triple J and they're like, yeah, so that one was the banger. Anyway, news time, they... is it the TPG, Therapeutic Goods Administration?
The GPT?
Chat TPG.
Yep.
Whatever. They've obviously surveyed some young people in regards to vaping and they've come back with their findings and they've surveyed people like 13 to 19 and these kids have come out and said, we want the government to help us quit vaping.
Oh.
Like,
have they?
Yeah, no. The Therapeutic Fucking Goods Administration nerd. Have gone to the government and been like, we need to like help the kids get off the vapes. Like obviously they're fucking idiots for picking them up in the first place. But I just thought I thought it was quite funny because it just seemed quite like, you know how every generation thinks the one before them's
bunch of idiots.
Fucking idiot. Like I completely think anyone in that age bracket's a complete retard. And then
And then
this story came out and they're like, we want the government to help us stop. It's like every generation that picked up cigarettes had to quit. Like had themselves. To learn how to quit either nicotine patches, cold turkey, and then this generation's come out and gone, the government needs to help us stop vaping. I just thought it was fucking really funny and quite like typical.
Man, it is this generation's victim mentality.
I mean, our dad said that about us. Like they called us pussies too.
Well, and their dads would have said it about them.
Definitely called them pussies.
But why do you need the government to help you?
It's just funny.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't take it up.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that whole thing about don't do drugs, but... You know that this vaping shit's addictive.
Yeah.
Then why?
It's nicotine. It's a nicotine product.
And it's like a lot of nicotine.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, the kids are going through withdrawal. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you give up
you're on
nicotine.
Drugs.
You give up nicotine product. Yeah. I just thought it was very funny. And it's like gone to like the TPG's going to put it to the government to bring in bans on vapes and stuff, which I think they are already banned, aren't they?
Yeah. They were never legal.
I don't know why you can get them at every fucking corner shop.
Yeah. But yeah.
17-year-old girl wrote, some of us aren't doing it to look cool. Some of us are genuinely struggling with addictions or are using them as coping mechanism as a stress reliever. Go to the gym.
What sort of issues do you, like obviously... Oh. Aside from being fucking molested or something, at 17, like I have a cigarette, like if I'm having a beer with my mates because they're fun and cool, or like if I've had a fucking bad day at work and I'm like, go out the back and I'll have a cigarette and be like, and like a bit of nicotine. But like at 17, You don't need nicotine products.
I mean, some people, like, I don't think you need nicotine products at all.
No, you don't, but it is quite, it can be quite like nice, like a nice, like minute
so,
to yourself.
So can a beer. Yeah. So can go into the gym. Some days I just can't wait to get to the gym. Mm. Like I just need to go and punish myself. Same with the ice bath. You get in there and forget about all the your
dopamine.
Problems.
You're getting dopamine hit. You get a dopamine hit when you have nicotine.
Sure. And sometimes it's when you put yourself in real stressful situations, it's hard to worry about the outside world. Yeah. I actually wrote about this in one of my last chapters of my book is about artificial stresses, like to put yourself in bad situations to make yourself better at dealing or coping with real stress situations. Like it's just, if you're really super stressed about work or school or whatever, if you're going to the gym, if you're running fucking 10Ks a day, then all of a sudden all these other problems in life don't seem that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that for me, dealing with these type of things like an ice bath or like training or whatever, and maybe this is just me having better coping mechanisms over time, but like I've got a lot of things going on, you got a lot of things going on, but we can cope with them, we can deal with them because we've learned how to do that. And the way not to deal with that is to put in place things that will be problems later on in life. Like if your treatment for any anxiety that you have is drinking, then that's going to be a problem you face later in life and you're going to have to deal with. You're just delaying that process. It's the same with smoking and it's the same with vaping.
Mm.
Like I don't understand how kids are taking up vaping so commonly.
Yeah.
It just seems like – take the vape situation out of it and just say it's cigarettes, like because it's the same thing. It's the same drug.
Yeah.
You like it's mad.
And I do kind of understand like I was taking the piss out of it, but I do understand like they are definitely like they're sweet. Like they're all these like sweet flavors like passion fruit dildo and like whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? They are.
Yeah, suck on that.
As opposed to putting like sucking on a durry. They are more palatable for kids for sure.
Yeah.
And they're marketed at kids.
They're kind of marketed at kids, like they're bright colors and kids are fucking, as we touched on, retarded. Like they like bright colors and stuff. But and also you can vape quite, like you can just suck on a vape real quickly inside. You haven't got to go out and spark one up and you don't stink like durry. So I do kind of get that. But also I just thought it was quite like symptomatic that like I want the government to ban them. It's like you're still going to fucking get them.
Yeah. Well, you can just sell them like. Yeah. Like just random dudes sell them at servos.
If they ban them, they're just going to create a black market for them.
They are
anyway.
Banned. Yeah. That's the thing.
Oh, they are, yeah.
They're not legal.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have to buy them under the counter sort of thing.
Every corner shop.
Yeah, when I was working at Smoke Mart, everyone wanted vapes.
Yeah.
But like
how did you sell?
Well, ours didn't do them, shockingly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gabe used to sell them illegally.
I considered it. I would have made heaps.
Smuggle them in up his ass.
How can you buy them, though?
Oh, like... I don't know. It's the corner shops.
Yeah. Do you have to buy it like through the bikies or something like that? Or
no, you just go won't name any corner shops for risk of getting sued, but like corner shops. And they're like, you're like, hey, can I get a. And they're like, yeah.
Normally have Mart in
there. Oh, how do they get into the country? I don't know. I think you can buy them online.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So I went to go and buy my old man a vape like 3 or 4 years ago.
Because he smokes darts. Eh?
And I said to him, well, I'll just get you the vape again. All right. So I went to some fucking vape shop and it wasn't like this fucking jewel thing. It was this giant fucking
robot dick.
Because I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm.
So I bought that and then I had to buy nicotine from New Zealand.
Yes.
And then import it over, which I don't know if I'm breaking the law there or not.
Possibly. No, I don't know.
But I never received it. It was taken by customs.
Customs seized it.
You know what? I need to text someone fucking who runs my merch. Because do you know how in New Zealand they took my fucking...
They seized it.
Seized my bloody... my... Peace in the Middle East t-shirts?
Yes.
I've never got them back.
Speak to someone from customs in NZ.
Can we get those Peace in the Middle East? I need to write that.
I like the vape pens in America and they're full, you can get ones like full of THC. Oh, like they're
really?
Just like, and I got, actually in Sydney when we went and saw Shane Gillis, we left the gig and this guy was like, you want to hit this? I was like, yeah, fucking hell. Bang, full of THC, completely knocked me out. Yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't actually import anything from New Zealand. That was a joke. But yeah, no, it's... Whatever's happening with the youth, it's an interesting one to be older now and looking back on it because probably like if we were young still, if we were 17, 18, we'd be looking at it and just going, oh, yeah, you know.
Who gives a shit? Like, but it's funny, it's like the second I hit 30, I was like, man, young people fucking suck.
They really do.
It was like literally overnight. I was like, man, I fucking hate these guys.
Man, that was really cemented for me with that. I'm sure you probably saw it and most of us heard about it, that young girl that was attacked. During the week, last week. So there was this 13-year-old who was invited
to... Oh, they bashed her.
...a sleepover, and they bashed her. Now, they filmed it all, and the young girls who were responsible, they took, like, responsibility. They're like, yeah, we did it. We tortured her. Words to that effect anyway. And the girls who attacked her and said that they tortured her, or something like that, they had their houses ransacked. People have, like, fucking nearly burnt their houses down. So this was – and I was like, fuck, that's pretty full on. But then I watched the video. It came up on TikTok.
Ugh.
And – literally, they're yelling at this poor little girl and they're hitting her and shit. But then the craziest thing, and I'm sure this is what I saw. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty fucking sure that one of the girls has a big fucking butcher's knife. Yeah. You see it?
I didn't want to watch it, but yeah, she has a knife.
She has a knife and she's just like fucking, like she hit her with a knife.
Yeah, she gets her.
Damn.
Because she's putting her hands up or something, so she's holding a knife to like make her put her hands down so they can bash her.
It was hectic. I was watching it and I was like, oh my, because I knew they bashed her. And you know, you can ruin a whole person's life by bashing them at fucking 13.
Or a podcast. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, ruined the podcast.
It's just grim, yeah.
I didn't know what you meant.
No, I'm just joking. It's just grim something.
No, I didn't know. I just did not know what you meant. I thought you meant I was ruining a lot.
Oh, no. I just meant like fucking.
No, I know. Yeah. You insulted me. But yeah, she, you know, you can ruin a whole person's life by doing that to them. But then the knife thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's hectic. So I don't know if the girls have been charged or what's happened, but there's this whole thing on social media that the girls are trying to get clout from it and they're trying to grow their own social media presences because of it.
Yeah, there was like, that's not new. It's like, I remember when I, like, fight, how many fight videos did you have on your phone when you were growing up? Like, blokes, like, just king hitting, like, people filming people.
We had some at school.
People just like filming people getting kicked. Like, that sort of stuff's not, like, that's a fucking bad one, obviously, but it's not new. Like,
I think the thing that people had wrong with it was that the video itself was very full on. Like, it was like, it's bad enough seeing someone get knocked out, but the whole knife thing,
yeah, it's bad.
Like, that's really full on. It was like that, you know, that video earlier in the year, that young bloke in Brisbane that got stabbed in the neck.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I know about
it. I saw it.
I don't watch,
unfortunately.
Videos. I don't watch that stuff.
It was fucking horrendous.
I got enough head noise.
It was fucked.
Like, watching snuff films.
Well, it's not a snuff film.
I know, but like, it's in that fucking category.
Yeah, it's gore. It's you know, the what?
It's gore, but real. Like, you're seeing it actually happen to a real person.
What's
like
that? Faces of Death. Did you ever see that?
No.
Faces of Death was an old video that went around of like dudes chopping off their dicks and all that type of stuff. A girl had like fish hooks through a pussy.
No, I'm good. Eh?
Pain Olympics.
Yeah, BME Pain Olympics.
Yeah, I know.
That type
I never
of stuff.
Watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen all that shit.
I've seen everything. That's good.
But yeah, I think it was so full on because it was a young girl too.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was a young guy, I think it would be still as bad, but because it's a young girl and she's so young, she's like 12, 13, like a baby.
Yeah.
Like just in high school and she's just standing there. It just hit me for fucking six the other night.
That's why I don't watch that stuff.
But I didn't.
There's enough bad stuff going on without watching that.
But I didn't know it was. I was just scrolling and it just popped up and I was watching. I was like, what's going
on? As soon as I start seeing, I go, You always got that one. There's one of the boys in the group chat that always sends in those videos. Mm. And I just know, like, I'm not even. Like, you can see from the thumbnail, I'm like, this doesn't look good. I'm not.
Like those videos of the people getting their heads cut off.
Yep. The cartel videos. I'm just like, no.
Those cartel videos are crazy.
But I'm always like, no. I know what's coming. I'm like, it's always the same cunt. And I'm like, I'm not.
It's always the person sending it.
Yeah. It's always, he's like, oh, boys, check this one out. I'm like, nope, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, what gives someone the reason to.
Some of the boys just think it's great. I'm like, what the fuck?
This whole website's dedicated to gore and violence and like
imagine
death.
Being the admin on one of those. Oh, got another one.
Post it.
Oh, fuck.
That's great. That is hectic. Well, we need to wrap this podcast up.
How long have we done?
Can you
a bit over an hour.
Can you change the topic for us?
Well, yeah. Do you want to talk about the last thing we said we were going to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, bit of footy talk.
Yeah, let's
but it's not really footy talk.
It's more sport talk.
Sport talk with Isaac and Blue.
Welcome to sport talk.
It's not really, but obviously big news in the sporting world over the weekend. The young fellow that plays with the Sydney Roosters in the NRL, Joseph Sualahi, has signed with the ARU, Rugby Union, from 2025for, I think, $1.6 million a year for 3 years.
Okay.
Is it over 3 years or is it
I think
per
you got
year?
It right. It's like you're getting 1.6 per year.
Has to be per year, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
And that's he's 19 now.
Ponga will be on that by the time in a couple of years. Yeah, he's on. I think he's on 1.2 or 1.3 now, and it goes up by 2025. He's on 1.6.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was. Is he the highest paid player in the NRL?
He is, but and he will by the time that role his contract's tiered, it'll go up. But anyway, back to Joey. Yeah, so the ARU's poached him from rugby, which is like good on him. Whatever. I mean,
happens all the time.
People are saying like that 1.6 could have been spent on grassroots footy or the women's game or whatever. Like whatever.
Well.
I mean, not the women's game, obviously, but sorry, I couldn't.
Why are you throwing in the pokies while you're
over? But then we were obviously talking before, like, what if you got, because Sueli, he's 20.
Yeah. He's 19 at the minute. He'll be 20 when he's on this deal.
So what, like if you got 1.6 and this, like he's very switched on. He's got like good mentors. He's not like us. So what if you got 1.2 or 1.6 at 20?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Well, how do you go? Well, I'd be fucking dead.
Half of it goes straight to tax.
Yes.
So
it's only 800.
So you've only got 800K to play with.
Damn.
I'd
be dead.
If I was 20?
I'd be fucking dead as fuck.
You'd probably spend a lot on your mates, like at the pub.
Oh, the freeloaders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So much freeloading. I don't know what you'd do. You'd have a nice car.
Realistically, like picture you at 20.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
Handsome.
Horny.
Oh, I just.
Ripped penis.
I just.
Get that foreskin repaired straight up.
Oh, straight up. I'd replace the ears that I've ripped off it.
Yeah, foreskin plasty.
I'd probably be just dripped out in the best clothes.
He said, like, what year was it when you were 20? Like bathing ape hoodies. I'm just picturing what was cool, what was in fashion at that
age.
I'm
not sure.
Nice skate belt, nice SMP skate belt.
I'm not that old. I'd probably have like a Louis Vuitton tracksuit, walk into King Street Hotel. I'd have my own personal like bouncer.
Unlimited UDL passion fruits.
Mate, I would be the king of fucking VCRs. Vodka, Coke and Red Bulls.
Vodka, Coke and Raspberry.
Vodka, Coke and Red Bulls.
Jesus Christ. Are you trying to have a fucking heart attack?
Vodka, Coke and raspberries.
Your heart stops and your teeth fall out at the same time.
What a combo meal. And I'd be in there and I'd be like, I'd set up a kissing booth.
Yeah.
Where I'd pay $100.
Kiss all the cutest boys.
Finn and fucking his electrician gay mate would turn up.
Sparkies.
We'd all make out. I'd be like, a big lemon party. No, I don't know. I'd carry on though. I'd be the biggest wanker.
Yeah, I'd be dead. I'd be dead.
I do a lot of gambling.
I never punt. I still don't punt.
I do a lot.
But you probably 800K.
If you had 800K.
Yeah. But thank Christ, Joseph's got a good head on his shoulders and he definitely won't do any of that.
Is he a Mormon?
He's something. He's something. I don't think he touches the syrup and that. He's good.
All these young blokes love the Mormons.
Good on him.
Nah, fuck him.
Nah, it's good. It's fucking better than the other option.
What's the other option?
Fucking me, dead.
Dead. Well, no, good on him. I hope he spends his money wisely.
I'd say he will.
Well, I think Ponga's on, you know, similar cash, as you said. I think he bought a few houses.
He's invested. I think
he celebrated one or two of those houses at the...
food poisoning.
Yeah. At the food poisoning. Don't you hate it? What about old mate Kurt Mann had a KO yesterday too. I wonder if he celebrated his a bit of food poisoning at the Dell last night.
Food poisoning.
Rough.
Definitely food poisoning.
I think if I was Joseph Suwalihi, I would probably buy like as much Coke as possible and have the best Mad Monday of my life.
And then just wait for the next paycheck.
Yeah. So do they get paid every month?
I would assume, yeah, I don't know. I think like from footy clubs, I think they get like a monthly, their salary, they probably get paid monthly.
That's a lot matches. Of money to come in every month.
Yeah.
What is that? Well,
80 grand?
80 grand, yeah.
70 grand a month. That's nice.
That's a nice chunk.
That's nice.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah,
that's some YouTuber money.
That's Butterfield money, that's baby.
Some Butterfield cash.
That's Butterfield money.
Ladies and gentlemen, head over to Patreon because we're about to jump into Bluey's book review for the very first time.
Bluey's Book Club.
Sorry.
That's all right.
BBC.
Bluey's Book Club.
Right, that's right. You should get, you know what we should get made? We should get made like little,
there.
Either a t-shirt or a little book. What are those?
Bookmark.
A bookmark.
Yeah.
Bluey's Book Club.
And it's just a cock.
Just a big black cock.
BBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Pencil Me Down podcast, Panzer Down podcast for another week, episode 69. We'll see you next week for episode 70. My name is Isaac Butterfield. This is Josh Bluey Nielsen. Gabe is cool. We'll see you next time.
Bye. See you on the Patreon.